You know what Nostradamus said about that? He said that in the future, Louise, we would have a smaller government because people would know how to act, and you wouldn't need the big police forces to control people's behavior. The government would still exist, but it'd be a lot smaller, and it would regulate relations between humanity here on the surface and extraterrestrial civilizations, which would...
There is a shift of a timeline in what could happen. It's not a definite, but I've been given this from one of my guides where the United States could be in two.
Okay.
That could happen at some point.
Uh-huh.
I think the idea of having lots of little governments sounds better than one big.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
Because America's huge, isn't it? I mean, these are absolutely vast.
Yeah, it's a big country. Yeah, that's true. There's
Canada as well. I didn't realize how big Canada is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In Canada, I could see Western Canada splitting off from Eastern Canada.
Possible.
That's impossible.
A new way of thinking is going to come in, but it's like the old system falling before it rebuilds differently.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. What about in Britain? Are those the same energies there too as well, or is there more unity there?
There's not the same energy. We're not so political over here. I mean, possibly some people are, but it's that definitely more a divide in the United States of America energy.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, yeah, somebody might vote Labour, somebody might be conservative. Uh-huh. I presume our equivalent to conservatives is like your equivalent to the Democrats. It's the opposite way around.
Mm-hmm.
Labour's more like the Republicans. You see what I mean? Like the working class type for the people
right,
type.
Right, right.
It's opposite mm-hmm. way around. Mm-hmm. But there is a little bit, it's more possibly in London, it's more divided, but the rest of the country, the more higher you go up the north, it's more, it's like Labour. So it's like your equivalent to your Republicans. So there's a big chunk of we are Labour, and then there's the Tories are at the bottom.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And that's why Scotland's wanting their own, like their own power, which was taken away from them. And I do predict at some point there'll be a wall up again for Scotland and there'll be a separate country.
Really? Fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So it'll be like a new Hadrian's Wall, right?
I don't know about Hadrian's Wall because I live near Hadrian's Wall, but
sure.
there'll be a new border, I predict, into the future. Yeah, I feel Scotland will get their independence back, yes.
Interesting. Wow.
Ted erwähnt dann, dass Nostradamus schon gesehen hat, dass es in der Zukunft kleinere Regierungen geben wird und dass die Menschen eben eigenständiger handeln, dass es keine Polizei mehr braucht, um zu kontrollieren und dass die Regierungen eher dazu da sind, um den Kontakt zwischen der Erde und Außerirdischen zu regeln. Ja, und die Territorien aber auch dann kleiner sind entsprechend, also zwar die USA und Kanada sind riesengroß. Kanada könnte unter Umständen dann in einen westlichen und einen östlichen Teil aufgeteilt sein. Aber sie betonen nochmal, das alte System muss halt erst fallen, bevor etwas Neues aufgebaut werden kann. Und dann geht es darum, ob in England ähnliche Energien unterwegs sind wie in den USA. Und sie meint eher nicht, also es ist eben auch nicht so, gespalten. Es ist insgesamt, außer vielleicht in London oder so, aber insgesamt nicht so politisch. Die Labour-Partei entspricht, also es ist quasi wie überkreuzt, wie verdreht. Die Labour-Partei entspricht ungefähr den Republikanern in den USA und die Konservativen entsprechen den Demokraten. Und je weiter man in den Norden von England kommt, desto mehr ist die Labour-Partei vertreten, weil die eben die Arbeiterklasse, also oder mehr von der Arbeiterklasse gewählt wird, mehr diese vertritt. Die Tories nehmen den kleinsten Anteil ein. Und dann geht es um Schottland, dass sie sieht, dass es eben dann irgendwann auch unabhängig ist, dass es eine Grenze zwischen England and Scotland geben wird.
But I think that there's got to be a lot of change before that happens. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If someone came up to you on the street, Louise, and said, the world's a mess, how can I make it a better place? What would you tell them?
Ooh, that's a big one. Uh-huh. Spread love, isn't it? It's about spreading love.
That's right. Peace and harmony. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about just seeing it from not either angle. It's understanding it with love. We can only, that is the way forward to heal. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's what's going to heal this divide in politics as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Don't forget, there's a bigger picture. What's wanted this divide in America? Don't forget, Trump used to be a Democrat.
Interesting.
And a lot of Republicans, or like JFK, and JFK was a Democrat.
Right. Right.
So this has got nothing to do with Democrats. These are just labels. This is a takeover of, there's a bigger picture of something dark happening on the planet, and it's like the zombie. I can never say it, the zombie apocalypse or whatever you call it.
Right.
It's taking over, and it's unseen energy that we can't see.
Right.
Like a bully energy, you can feel it. It's a negative energy. And the only way to heal that is to understand it, to love.
President Kennedy told me over a year ago that once we realize that we're all one, that we all have a spark of God within us, we'll stop fighting, because all you're doing is fighting somebody or harming someone. You're really harming yourself, because we're all tied into that God energy.
Exactly. It's both. We're all together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Humanity's very tribal race. Mm-hmm. Because we're all hybrids.
That's true. We are, Louise.
Mm-hmm. And we're like often like different clans and that. And it's, we're going to heal from this. We really are. But it's going to get a pretty heated, shall I say, by the end of the year.
Interesting. Well, the voting, as we talked about earlier, my friend, the voting systems in the United States are still bad. In Canada, too, they're all dominion voting. They're all gerrymandered. I mean, they're all rigged, right? So why do people expect it'll be any different? It won't be. And you'll have the same problems again of voter fraud and people getting very upset. So, because the core issue has not been addressed.
Ted fragt sie, also wenn sie gefragt werden würde, wie man aus dieser Erde einen besseren Ort machen könnte, was sie antworten, welche Antwort sie dann geben würde. Und sie meinte, naja, das ist eine große Frage, aber erstmal, also vor allen Dingen Liebe verbreiten, Frieden und Harmonie, dass es wichtig ist, die Sachen nicht aus von einer Seite, aus einem Blickwinkel anzuschauen, sondern in ein höheres Verstehen zu gehen mit Liebe. Und nur als ein Beispiel, also Trump, aber eben auch John F. Kennedy waren ursprünglich eigentlich mal Demokraten. Das sind immer alles nur Etiketten, Bezeichnungen, also Demokraten, Republikaner, egal was man für Namen für Parteien oder ähnliches nimmt. Und dass es immer wichtig ist, sich das größere Bild anzuschauen. Und dass wir eben in einer Art Zombie-Apokalypse leben, mit einer sehr, mit einer brutalen, negativen Energie. Dass man das, dass es darum geht, mit Liebe, in Liebe zu verstehen. Und Ted bestätigt, dass Präsident Kennedy in einem Channeling sagte, dass wir eben alle eins sind. Und wenn wir einmal verstehen, dass wir alle von Gott sind, dass wir dann aufhören zu kämpfen, weil wir uns ja quasi, weil man sich ja selbst damit wehtut. Und wir sind alle Hybride, also niemand ist von einem Clan. Und es wird also zum Ende sehr heiß werden, sehr heiß hergehen. Und Ted meint dann auch nochmal, dass solange eben dieses Wahlsystem noch am Platz ist mit dem Dominion-Wahlsystem, ist das einer der Hauptprobleme nicht gelöst. Wie soll sich dann irgendwas jemals ändern können?
But, I mean, for me, because I've come from like a military background as well, being a forces child, and I've got politics as well in my family lineage. My great ancestor, Joseph Rowntree, because I'm from the sweets, it's the sweet factory. He was the founder of the chocolate factory in York. And that was my mum's great grandfather. And he was the one that changed the voting in Britain for women in old England in the turn of the century, where we used to have all the workhouses and stuff like that. So him and his brothers went down to Parliament and changed it and stopped the slavery. Right.
Wow.
So you think coming from a background like that, I'd want to vote. I have never voted in my entire life because I've always thought it was just corrupt.
Wow. That's interesting. Wow.
Because this system's been used everywhere, hasn't it? It's it's going to change. It has to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It'll be interesting for us to talk. We'll talk before this, but in 6 months' time to a year, to see all the changes coming, because I think there's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of good things coming up, and a lot of truth coming out about, you know, disclosure about negative things that people didn't realize, and a lot more people waking up than they are now.
Yeah, there's a young Republican man to rise within the Republican Party. I don't know if he's made himself known yet, and he's going to be quite a voice. Normally, I look on no more than 2 years, so if it's not the next one coming up, the next election, it's the next one coming in. Is that 2020, the one afterwards?
It'd be 2024, the next major one. And then there's midterms in 2022, which is this year. So
yeah, so if it's not this young man's coming forward for the 2022 one, it's going to be where he's going to start making his voice heard. It's going to be by 2028. There's a lot of younger generation coming into politics with new views.
Okay.
This young man, he's quite ferret-faced. I don't know who he is. I don't think he's shown himself properly yet, but he's going to be quite a voice to be reckoned with.
Wow, amazing.
And a very good soul as well.
Wonderful. Well, we all need good souls.
Luis erzählt, dass sie einer Familie mit militärischem Hintergrund kommt, aber auch politisch, dass der Urgroßvater Joseph Rowntree war, der in New York eine Schokoladenfabrik hatte, und er und sein Bruder sind in die Politik gegangen und haben das Wahlrecht für Frauen durchgesetzt. Und damals gab es ja auch noch Arbeitshäuser. Sie haben also die Sklaverei abgeschafft. Und trotzdem hat sie niemals gewählt, weil sie immer das Gefühl hatte, dass das ein korruptes System ist. Und meinte Ted, dass es spannend wäre, in 6 bis 12 Monaten nochmal ein Gespräch zu führen, um zu sehen, was an Veränderungen stattgefunden hat, was bis dahin ans Licht gekommen ist und welche vielleicht auch positiven Veränderungen stattgefunden haben. Und dann sagt sie, oder Janet in dem Moment, dass sie einen jungen Mann sieht in der bei den Republikanern, der eine starke Stimme haben wird, also eine wichtige Stimme. Und entweder bei den nächsten oder übernächsten Wahlen, also es kann sein, dass er bei den nächsten schon sichtbar wird, also 2024, 2028 rum, mit einem, also er ist relativ hellgesichtig, und er wird eine wichtige Stimme haben und eine gute Seele. Okay.
In government politics, we've
definitely
had to, you know.
But I think it's going to be hard to get rid of all like the different ways of voting.
Yeah.
Because you've got a different ways over there, haven't you? Like mail-in voting, and
you've got mail-in, and a lot of it is totally corrupt. It's totally corrupt. The system is designed not to be fair, and with a flick of an electronic switch, they can, you know, turn the election one way or the other. Easy.
I think that the energies I'm getting from the last election, I think it's going to rise again.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Louise, this has gone so, it's been so much fun to talk to you. And I'd love to do another interview with you soon.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. And it's been a pleasure to be on and see your viewers. And Yeah. It's been an honor.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. I'd love to talk longer. I've got a couple minutes left, but I have another interview to do.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you get some rest.
I will tonight. I'll send you an email and I'm open anytime. You've got time. We can do a follow-up and maybe talk about the ascension and what people can do to make the planet a better place would be good. So
yeah, it's about learning how, I think, taking it step by step in living in the here and now to get through these rough times.
Right.
And then it's not going to feed into that negative energy, which is going to help to raise the vibration on the planet.
That's right, Louise. Well, listen, it's been so much fun watching you or talking to you today. Tell me, what's the name of your YouTube channel so people can watch your videos? And
it's Psychic LG. So it's PSY, chick, Psychic LG.
Okay.
PSYCHIC, Psychic LG. And I'm on Twitch as well. Which, if you go onto my YouTube channel, you'll see all my links in the photo and that.
Okay.
Underneath the videos.
Okay, great. I'll let you know when I play this segment, and then I'll write you later today about us maybe talking again next couple of weeks. It'd be wonderful.
I just want to leave the viewers with this, right? Mm-hmm. Remember the film Close Encounters?
Mm-hmm.
And in the film, the Steven Spielberg film from the 70s, wasn't it? It came out in the 70s?
I think so, yeah.
And in the movie, it was saying for people to get out of town, and they all had their gas masks on because there was something wrong with the air.
Right.
Can you remember that in the movie?
Yeah,
the storyline?
Uh-huh.
And it was a false event.
I see.
We're facing something like that, what's going to be on a global scale, but it's going to be a false event. And I'm going to leave that one.
Okay, thank you. I'll meditate on that and see what we can... I come up with something. That's their modus operandi, isn't it? To use false flag events. So anyway.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for coming on my show. And I'm so sorry I have to go now. I've got another show to do.
But it's fine. You have a beautiful, beautiful evening, beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Louise. Bye-bye, my friend. Thank you.
Und sie sagt dann noch, dass es schwierig sein wird, diese verschiedenen Arten zu wählen, loszuwerden. Da gibt es ja gerade in den USA verschiedene, also Briefwahl und über die Maschinen und so weiter. Und dass sie im Grunde kreiert wurden, um nicht fair zu sein. Also man kann auf Knopfdruck das gesamte Wahlergebnis verändern. Dass aber die Energie, die bei den letzten Wahlen war, dass diese wieder ansteigen wird. Und dann kürze ich ab, weil Ted das Interview beenden musste, weil er ein weiteres führen muss zu dem Zeitpunkt. Die beiden verabschieden sich, tauschen Dankeschön aus. Und also Ted möchte auch mit ihr bald wieder ein Interview führen. Wichtig ist noch, wer mehr von ihr sehen will, ihre YouTube-Adresse ist Psychic LG, also PSYCHIC und dann L und J, groß L, groß J. Und da gibt es dann auch weitere Links zu ihren anderen Channels. Und dann hat sie noch eine abschließende Botschaft. Es gab einen Film, Close Encounters, das unheimliche Begegnungen der dritten Art, von Steven Spielberg, wo die Leute den Ort verlassen mit Gasmasken an, weil angeblich irgendwas in der Luft ist, was schädlich ist. Und es war ein falscher Alarm, ein sogenannte False Flag Operation. Und sie sieht eben so etwas kommen. Also wir sollen an diesen Film denken. Und das ist so ihre abschließende Botschaft.
Great job. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nicole. Anyway, we only ran 5 minutes over, seven, whatever. So not too bad. Nicole, you did a great job. Sorry it was a long interview.
Yeah, I started to speak faster and faster and faster.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I never know. I know. Did you enjoy that? She's good. I really like her. She's very pleasant and very accurate, has got a great track record. Very nice lady to interview. I'll have her back on soon, sometime. And Gerhard, can we do this? Have some fun again on April 25th, 2 weeks?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Wunderbar. Wunderbar.
Genau, die nächste Sendung ist am 25. April.
Okay, great, great. Well, I don't want to keep Gerhard too late. I know it's getting late there in Germany or Austria, so I just don't want to keep him too late. But I want to thank you so much for all your wonderful help. And Nicole, let's talk afterwards after, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Gerhard, thank you so much, my friend, for all your help. And Nicole, of course.
You're welcome. So the water song is ready.
Okay, great. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit show, as is Radio Soul International, Gerhard's program as well. If you'd like to contribute to support the show, just go to outofthisworld1150.com. And Gerhard, what's your address again so people can support your show?
This is radiosoul.at, like Austria. Radiosoul.at. Radiosol.at.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Okay, then let's say goodbye. Was a
okay.
Nice,
all right, my
wonderful
friends.
Time. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. Nicole, stay on. Don't hang up. Okay.
Yes.
もっと水と話して Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.